Hello, Radio St. Pete. It's that time of the week, Wednesday with Wiser. Well, it is a busy week, Super Bowl Sunday, and of course, Puppy Bowl. We've got Lunar New Year, the Year of the Dragon, on the 10th, and Valentine's Day. It sort of starts the week before with everyone gearing up. If you're really smart, you make your reservations now. If not for Valentine's Day, then this weekend. So many things to do. But let's get right down to it. First of all, this weekend is the opening of Free Fall Theater's Kurt Vonnegut's God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater. It is going to be so interesting. It's rarely performed. It is a musical. Actor Matthew McGee has a little small part of it. And go to RadioSt.Pete.com to hear his interview. Another great event coming up, also at Free Fall Theater in West St. Petersburg, is Paul Wilburn and Eugenie Bondurant performing Love is a Cabaret. It's for one night only on February 14th. As a pianist and vocalist, Paul has led several popular bands, including the Pop-Tarts and the Blue Roses. You know Eugenie from The Conjuring 3, Marvel's Werewolf by Night, The Hunger Games. Special guests Robin Sabuco and Cher Sabuco will join Paul and Eugenie for this special Valentine's event. It's sure to sell out. Get your tickets now. Also this weekend, Radio St. Pete Insider correspondent Jordan Kalajian has the scoop on the St. Pete Science Festival in downtown St. Pete. This festival is an annual regional celebration where families and the public can explore the wonders of hands-on science, technology, engineering, art, and math. If you have a little astronaut or a marine biologist in the making, head on down to USF St. Pete campus February 10th from 10 to 4. It's along the waterfront, and it's held in conjunction with one of my favorite events, Marine Quest. It's the open house of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. You can find out so much from the vendors on sustainability and what's being done. Listen to the interview on RadioSt.Pete.com with Allison, the co-chair, Allison Barlow, who is also the head of the Innovation District, and that's going on this weekend. Also on RadioSt.Pete.com is another event you've got to go to, and again, it fits in with the whole maritime and conservation that we value so much here on Radio St. Pete. Again, Jordan Kalajian has the scoop on a fascinating new exhibition at the fairgrounds. Devin Brady is a local hero who is a Hillsborough County fire captain, artist, and musician. He balances his duties as a firefighter with a keen artist in art and sculpture. And that show right now, The Bait Ball, is at Florida's only immersive art and tech attraction in town, Fairgrounds St. Pete. It is just amazing, and you really need to go see it. It's up on RadioSt.Pete.com, the interview. Get yourself down this weekend. Also on Saturday, it's Sip Sip Hooray for Rum Prohibition in the 1920s from 6 to 8 o'clock, February 10th, for the History in a Bottle. It's at, yes, our folks at the St. Pete Museum of History and Marie Ferris. They always have great ideas about what to do. And it's going to be an experience about how Florida embraced the illegal rum business during Prohibition and never let go. You'll be able to sample a variety of rums and rum drinks paired with food tastes of Cuba, Jamaica, Venezuela, Martinique, and Florida. And speaking of rum, if you're looking for a great place for Valentine's Day, we think Doc Ford's Rum Flights, either at the pier or over at Jungle Prado, are a great way to celebrate your love. So that's going on this weekend as well. Scully's, Caddy's Waterfront, Mad Beach Cantina all have some amazing things going on. And Valentine's Day meals are pretty exciting at these places. My favorite, I think, is Scully's Seafood Restaurant. The Valentine's Day four-course dinner, and all of the Caddy's, Scully's, and Mad Beach all have these four-course dinners. You can start with cold water calamari or crab stuffed mushrooms, followed by a salad, and then tropical chicken, sirloin, or a fresh grouper dinner. But it's the desserts that really say I love you, isn't it? So sweets for the sweet, chocolate, molten lava cake. And speaking of sweets for the sweet, why not head over to Hale Life Bakery downtown? If your love is gluten-free or has some special needs when it comes to sweets and desserts, they are the place to be. Pechuga Gelato is another great place for a Valentine's Day gift. And also my favorite hippo pops. There's nothing like a hippo pop that says, "You're cool and I love you." Also going on is Localtopia. It's coming up February 24th. Radio St. Pete will be there all day at the bandstand. We'll be streaming live. We encourage you all to come down, meet all of the cool people making crafts in wellness and arts in the theater. That is going to be super great. It is at Williams Park, 10 to 5 on the 24th. So that's all going on. Amazingly enough, Mardi Gras is also this week. So you can party on downtown. St. Pete Bead Bash on Grand Central is February 18th, and the Studio Public House will be hosting a jazz band, and you'll have the opportunity to shop with multiple vendors at Craftsman House, Mutz & Martini's, and Sugar Cream Clay. There will also be New Orleans-themed food and drink at the Craftsman House. This weekend in Dunedin, well, it starts on Friday and goes all weekend, but the big parade is downtown Dunedin Mardi Gras on February 10th, and the pub crawl with the Brewers on February 13th. Lunar New Year is a time that you can really enjoy the Year of the Dragon. Stop in at Nori Thai, Thai Basil, Zamhi, Pinwalk Bowl, Glass Noodle, Hawkers Downtown for a taste of Asia and a little bit of good luck. I wanted you to know that Valentine's Day and Valentween is now up on RadioSt.Pete.com, and Brandi Stark talks about this kooky things that she does in these fun events. Or you can go to the Dolly for the Dome After Dark experience. It's an immersive experience on February 16th. Valentine's Day is a great way to really experience art and love. Also this week, February 9th, 10th, and 12th, from 3 to 9 at the fairgrounds, you can get a memorable portrait. So that's a great gift. The Rays Fan Fest, we talked about that, February 17th. But also on February 17th, start off your day by doing good with Southeast Guide Dogs. Enjoy a free dog-friendly festivity at St. Pete Walkathon at Vinoy Park. There's a 3K walk, a party in the park, lively music, food trucks, vendors, and sponsor booths, and an exciting raffle. It is the Walkathon is Southeastern Guide Dogs' largest fundraiser of the year. They do good, so help them do their best. Floridian Social this weekend has the crew, Gene Baldup, Alejandro Arenas, John O'Leary, James Suggs, and Brian Hughes, starting at 6 o'clock. They play February 18th and again on February 25th. Look out for Hughes' new album coming to the Palladium at February 16th. Something unusual, Kent Burnside comes to Skipper's Smokehouse in Tampa on February 10th. This legendary star was born into the blues, and he hails from Holly Springs, Mississippi, and is the oldest grandson and disciple of blues legend R.L. Burnside. It will be very danceable, very fun. Don't miss it. It's a one-time in Tampa thing. There's also this weekend on Friday the Jimmy Buffett Tribute Band in Horan Park. Willie Nelson plays the sound on February 10th. And Gladys Knight comes to the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. And on the 17th, CMA's Jazz by the Bay kicks off. Capitol Theater also has a full roster of great music. February 18th is Fleetwood Mac's tribute. The 21st is Spyro Gyra. And the 28th is the Rodney Crowell Band. For those of you who like Janis, there's a whole lineup of great rock and roll. We can't wait for the 17th for North Mississippi All-Stars or the 29th for New Metal Night. The Palladium, as always, has just so many things. I believe Whitney James Jazz Valentine on the 15th is almost sold out. A lot of people want to walk Abbey Road with the Mercy Beatles on the 16th. The Ultimate Eagles Experience is coming up on the 21st. And then the Sarah Brightman tribute is coming up on the 21st. The Ultimate Eagles Experience is coming up right before that. Daybreak, the Music and Passion of Barry Manilow tribute is on the 23rd of February. And my favorite, Ronnie D and the Helios Jazz Orchestra hits the Palladium stage on the 27th. So there really is just so much music going on. Arts and culture this month is Black History Month. If you didn't hear Fiona French's Monday Women of Song, a tribute to the history and contributions of the great African-American singers, you do want to go to the Whitson African-American Museum, Florida, for their new exhibition, Resilience and Revolution, an Immersion of Black Americana through the 31st. Also going on is the Gulfport Fine Arts Festival this weekend, the 10th and 11th. at the Straz in Tampa, Moulin Rouge plays through the 18th. The St. Pete Opera is the 8th through the 10th. And a fun little thing, speaking Yiddish to chickens, is at Florida Holocaust Museum on February 20th. Tiffany Rosano of St. Pete Patch announced today in her column that, in fact, the Florida Holocaust Museum is getting the Eli Weisel, some incredible collections, things that have never been seen before, are being given to, as part of the permanent collection of the Florida Holocaust Museum, a great and very exciting time. On February 8th, Gwendolyn Reese talks about at the African American Heritage Trail at the St. Pete Museum of History, and the studio at Grand Central is currently showing Whiskey and Soda, and that goes through the 11th. Also celebrating African American History Month is the studio at 620. From the 17th and the 18th of February, we'll be able to see the Florida Highwaymen. On February 19th, there are Two Truths and One Heart, Two Peoples and One Land, and a fabulous event on the 26th, Radio Theater Project Live. There is always magic at the Zubrick Magic Theater. Listen up next week. We'll have the Zubricks in studio, and we'll have a live conversation with them. Don't forget your markets, Saturday downtown at Al Lang, Sunday downtown at St. Pete High School, Wednesday at Madeira Beach, Friday at Treasure Island, Saturday at Dunedin, and Sunday at Corey Avenue Music. So that's all for Wednesday with Weiser. Be sure to shop local for your Valentine's Day. Enjoy all of the holidays. And whether you're a Kansas City or a 49er fan, eat local, drink local, and hit the bars to see the Super Bowl Sunday. Saying sayonara, it's Weiser on Wednesday.